in a lot of these patients. Now looking at a failure analysis with patients having been treated for up to 20 years, we're beginning to see that perfect cytoreduction is all about the liver. And you really need to have an experienced hepatobiliary surgeon as part of the team. Luckily, I kind of came up through colorectal malignancy as a hepatobiliary surgeon, and so it's very comfortable for me to try and work not only on top of the hepatoduodenal ligament, but learn how to work on the underside of the hepatoduodenal ligament. It's frightening at first, but it's actually quite easy. And learning the importance of dividing the ponct hepatique, or that junction of liver segments 3 and 4 over the umbilical fissure. Because if you don't open that, 2 years, 3 years later, the tumor cells that are down underneath that hepatic bridge are going to declare themselves with an obstruction of the left hepatic duct, and you've got to learn how to take down that ponct hepatique. And what about the floor of the omental bursa? Most general surgeons really don't, unless you do Nissen fundoplications, you don't really ever approach the floor of the omental bursa and take down the peritoneal reflection between the vena cava and the caudate lobe of the liver and reflect the peritoneum off of the crust of the right hemidiaphragm in order to clean out that area and then digitally dissect the lesser omentum away from the arcade made up by the right and left gastric arteries. So we're learning, we're continuing to perfect the R0 cytoreduction. Now, there's no doubt that the anatomic sites that